Greetings in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. It's so wonderful to be here this time again. God of our nation, 10:30 every Sunday.
Hallelujah.
To greet you and welcome you in the name of Jesus. To our 14 provinces, every Tikina 195, every Koro 1193, Bulubinaka, and we say greetings. Welcome to this program. I know that we are at home. This is a church at home, a home church.
Yes.
Hallelujah. So we greet you in the matchless name of our Lord Jesus Christ. And to our government and to our Wanua and also to every denomination, we take this time to welcome you. Not forgetting people overseas that you are watching and listening through Facebook, My TV Facebook, or New Methodist Christian Fellowship Facebook, Nimbula Binaka. Thank you for tuning in this program, and we believe that God will bless us again.
Amen.
Against all odds that we are talking about for the last few months. And we thank you for tuning in. Also to those that are on the frontliners, that you're working so hard.
Yes.
Weathering
away from your family.
The weather that you're facing, night and a cold of the night and the sun in the day.
Amen.
We take this time to welcome you in the matchless name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Every denomination, every churches, we take this time to say Mbula Binaka. Not forgetting those who are overseas, playing or going for education purposes, or you are there as you belong to a new nation again, as you gain your citizenship, or you are already working there with an appropriate visa. So we say there. We take this time to say Mbula Binaka from Turek here in Suba, in the mighty, matchless name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Not forgetting for New Methodist Christian Fellowship, Mbula Binaka, and we believe that you are staying home with your family and you are preparing the Holy Communion and ready for the Word of God. Against all odds, we say, take this time to say Mbula Binaka. Not forgetting overseas and the Maritime, the islands, today is our Mission Sunday, and we are looking forward to blessing the church and blessing the work of the Lord. So from us here, we say thank you for going through the hard times, the trial times, but all the times belongs to God.
Amen.
He's a God of season, and he's a God of purpose. So whatever we're going through, remember, God is always on our side.
And also Hallelujah. God of our nation.
Yes.
Amen. And thank you. Thank you, Ngaselebo, for that those words of acknowledgement and welcome. And I would like to also remember those that have been, silent supporters, I would say, for all the program coming through the My TV platform. Mm. We would like to stand today to say thank you.
Yes.
Some of you
Hallelujah.
Have asked for the My TV account number and the TV ministry account number. You have been sitting. And some have even taken that another step higher to walk your tithe to the office in My TV, to the ladies, and being reseated. So we stand today to thank you. All in all, counting through the number of families is about 37. All 37. Families with individual as well that have been, faithfully paying your tithe or your offering or whatever sitting that you have brought in from the street and you come straight into the office here. We stand today to say thank you because you may be also tuning in this morning and we would like to welcome
you and acknowledge your giving.
And our prayer is always whatever that you're believing in and with that faith that you have taken and giving in that seed, we pray that God is going to answer your prayer. And not only that, I would also like to make a mention to some of you who have been doing direct transfers from your account to the ministry account numbers.
Yeah.
I've gone through and I've seen there's quite a fair bit of names on a direct deduction from your account number and straight into the ministry, or some of you are sending straight into the ministry phone on the Empire Sour will remit on your tithe, but you don't belong to the church, nor you're under the Christian Fellowship. So we stand today to say thank you and Binaka Makalebu, Nabitokoni, Nabiwa Kambauti. And our prayer, like I always mentioned, is always we will take that time to pray and also we will remember when we do have our Holy Communion towards the end to make a special mention for those of you, because you have your list.
Yes.
And the list varies.
Everybody have their list.
We
have our list.
So whether it's a direct deduction or whether you walk it right here, or whatever ways and means that you've been giving in your tithe or even your small giving or your activators or just your offering, we would like to acknowledge it. And we don't want that to go, you know, by or go past us. We would like to stand still and acknowledge, no matter how trivial and very small it is, and no matter how big and huge it is. All in all, it's given to the kingdom, and we are grateful that you have taken the time and also the faith that you have to invest into the kingdom of God. Yeah. And I believe that is kingdom economics, because the kingdom economics, you are having faith. You may look at your money, and you know, if you have to give your tithe, it should, you know, it should to your total amount. And you know, your total amount cannot even fit, or it's not sufficient to look after your normal.
Yeah.
So the kingdom economics, you have faith. You have faith that, you know, that comes first. All the others, he will look after it in his own way. You don't need to know the logistics of it or know it's all coming. That's his. All you need to do is step up in faith and believe that he's going to do it for you.
When we give, when we talk about giving, this is a demonstration of our faith. Yeah.
Hallelujah.
When you give your food, you give your time, you give your money, you give your offering. Giving is the manifestation, or it comes to pass what you believe in. Hallelujah. And because you have faith, that's why you give.
Yes.
There's a lot of people that they give because of faith, not because they were told, not because they were forced to do it. People give because of the faith they have. I remember when Abram came to sacrifice his son, his only son.
Amen.
And his name is Isaac. I mean, they waited for so many years, and the promised son arrived. And again, God said to Abram, go and sacrifice your son. I will show you the mountain, and there you go.
Amen.
I mean, that seed of that that faith that makes Abram the father of all nations today, because that is faith. So when we talk about kingdom economics, one, the backbone of kingdom economics, you operate in faith.
Hallelujah. Yeah.
Without faith, you cannot
please God.
You cannot please God.
Regardless of what you do.
Regardless of your position, regardless of where you come from, when you don't have faith in God for him to meet your tomorrow, hallelujah, then you are not operating in the kingdom economics. You are operating with what you know, with what you have, and your logistics and the facts and figures.
Amen.
For those that operate in the kingdom economics,
you're stepping out into the unknown.
You are stepping into the unknown.
Hallelujah.
And in fact, you are trusting in God.
Yeah, and you're giving out of your lack, and you really need it, but he's still giving. That's faith.
Yes. Imagine when, I mean, his only son, to put it on the altar and taking out a knife.
I believe you should stress that. You've been waiting on a child. You've never had a child. And you're, you know, arriving to old age. And when you're given, the most precious thing you've been waiting for right throughout your lifetime, prophesied to you, and then being told to take the very thing you've been waiting for years of your life, and challenged with the fact that you need to go and kill that as a sacrifice back to the giver.
I mean,
that's faith.
For those of you that are watching against all odds, that is something that we need to think about.
Amen.
That you are trusting in God in everything. I mean,
hallelujah.
The God that gave Isaac after all these years, they've gone well past. They've gone well past
the age of conceiving.
And that's why Sarah laughed. You know, the reason why she laughed, because
she doubted.
She was 75. She was about 75. And Abram was about 99, you know.
Hallelujah.
And it's crazy. It's foolish.
Only God can do that.
In science, in technology, in facts and figures. Yeah. So when the angel said, like this next year, you will have a son. Yeah. And that's why he laughed. The angel said, why you laugh?
Yeah.
And said, I did not laugh. No, you laugh, Sarah, you laugh. Like this next year, you will have a son. And when this son arrived, then Abram was told again to sacrifice his son. And taking up his son, the only son, his son Isaac, and about to kill, to sacrifice his son. Then God came in again. So it's a challenge to us today. Amen. Sometimes we talk about our giving. Sometimes we talk about tithe. A lot of people, they come against tithe. And that's why the whole world today is struggling with money. It's just a world of borrowing here. We borrow here. We borrow there. But God said to his people, you will borrow from none. Amen. And you will lend to many.
Hallelujah.
That is kingdom economics. Kingdom economics, you are not relying on the things that are happening around you.
Amen.
The whole world is coming to a halt for about 1 year now. And people, they are trying to make do with what they have. They are struggling. Every company is struggling. Even Fiji is struggling at the moment, you know. Never before that we've been through this credit in the history of Fiji. The debt that we have is reaching billions and billions, and can be more and more. Hallelujah. But we are talking about the kingdom economics.
Hallelujah.
When Jesus, when God will take control of our life, of our family. Hallelujah. And because the world will be worried when they look at the figures, the numbers, the logic about it, nothing can be done. Amen. Nobody can fix it.
Hallelujah.
But we are sharing this because you already written in the Bible. It's proven so many times. Hallelujah. Where was the manna coming from? Who cooked the manna falling from heaven? What about Elijah? When every morning and every evening he was fed with bread and meat.
Amen.
Hallelujah. And was taken by a bird, the raven. I want to put it into you this morning and I challenge your life.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Because faith is something that you need when you walk through this pandemic time.
Hallelujah.
This is the time that you invest in the things of God.
Yeah, because
invest
you believe in God, you trust in God, you have faith that he will provide. You have faith that the little money you have will be sufficient. You have faith your family will eat. You have faith there will be food in the house. How it's going to come to your house, that's not your worry. That's God's work. You must have faith because that faith pleases God. And he does all these things around you because faith is an element of things not seen. Amen. And the substance of things not there. You cannot see it, but you have faith. Because you have faith, you're believing that he exists. And all these things will come to pass. Don't wreck your brains and trying to think how it's going to work. Or I don't have that much money. Or nothing is coming this way. Don't look at where it's going to come from. You just completely trust in God. Do your tithe, do the logistics, create the condition, and allow God to take it. Because I believe everybody that are tuning in today, regardless which angle of the world you are at, whatever corner of the world you are at, the same issues, the same thing that we go through in Fiji, it's mostly for all over. Because it's financials. You know, financial for your home, a financial for your family, or maybe your visa is sitting on. There's a lot of things that we're all sitting on. It takes your faith because your faith breaks the barrier. Your faith opens the sky. Your faith allows greater things that your mind cannot even fathom. All you need to do the right thing, write your list. I always teach the church, and I believe you're logging in today for New Methodists all over the world. You know, maybe at that time or most of the time I'm sharing about the list. It's like, okay, there goes Auntie Rai with her list again. You know, I'll continue to say that. And I believe some of you have tried. Even some of you do not belong to the church. You have tried the list. It has happened. I believe when you pen it with faith, you're actually telling God, I'm actually sitting on this. I'm sitting on a car. I'm sitting that I want to have a child. I'm sitting on certain things. So you write it down. How he does it, that's not your worry.
Yeah.
How he's going to make it happen and the timeline for
he
it
will
to happen,
make it happen,
that's never your worry. That's always God.
Yes.
All you need to do is to create condition. What is that condition? Give your tithe. What is the tithe? Tithe will be if you're earning money, then you give a tenth to the church that you belong to or denomination that you belong to. Yeah, like what God said, a lot of people will always preach against the tithe. And I believe that's the work of the devil. Because the devil will never want you to succeed, will never want you to own, never want you to rise up to another level, will always want you in debt. But if you're a believer, you need to break out of that debt. So it can be to your church, to any, we've specified that. Or whichever place that is looking after you financially, spiritually, you're listening and you're being nurtured in the spirit, you're being guided It takes you to another level, wherever you're feeding on. And some of you bringing in your tithe here, we that mentioned, we are always following the My TV program. We are listening to the My TV program. We have been fed by the, the spiritual messages coming in from My TV on the My TV platform. So when you bring your tithe here or you bring your activity in your city, that's rightfully so, because whatever you have been hearing has helped you with your spiritual life. So you will go to the church or we go to the denomination, whichever angle. If you raised up your hand today and said, Auntie Rai, I would like to qualify for that, but I don't belong to any church. Well, where have you been feeding on? What has been your food spiritually? Go to that place and give your tithe. Because when you look after the administration of God, automatically he looks after the administration of a house without a worry in your mind, because you've done your job, he will do his. He's a faithful God. He cannot lie to himself.
The word that we use in this world, we call it investment. Amen. You are investing into in the kingdom.
Hallelujah.
The invest in the kingdom, that is tithe, invest into the word, you read the word, you study the word.
Hallelujah.
You invest in prayer. You pray and you seek God, you repent, you turn away from your wicked
Amen.
Ways. There are things. Remember, when Jesus mentioned about tithe, a lot of people, they said, Jesus never talked about the tithe. No, he talks about the tithe in Matthew chapter 23 and 23. When you give your tithe, don't give it like the Pharisees and the teachers of the law. When you give your tithe based on three things. One, based on righteousness. Number two, based on mercy. And number three, it's based on faith. See?
So it's never the amount.
It's never the amount. It's the obedience and your faith and the righteousness of God.
Hallelujah.
When you give your tithe, that means you are believing in God, that you have to do it because God says. And you are doing it because God loves you so much that you become sinless and your sin is on him.
Amen.
Yeah. So that's why you give your tithe. When you give your tithe, you are honoring God. It's an honor. It's an honor to give your tithe. It's not something that
puts
down on your throat. It's something that you love to do.
Yeah,
you look forward to doing
it. Malachi 3:10, it also speaks to us about tithe. You know, the yes. Bible verse about tithe, that we are robbing from God. Apart from that, he says that it allows the salvation of your family. And not only that, he will command the devourer. You know, sometimes we earn as much, or sometimes you have money coming in, or there's a lot of things coming your way. But there is nothing to show a picture for whatever you're getting. It can be over the years of being employed and getting that huge amount of money, but you still haven't paid off your house, you still haven't paid off your car, you haven't invested elsewhere. And there's money coming in, but you can't seem to figure out how that money is being used, or the bulk of the huge amount of money coming by your way that you could have used it better. Because when you tithe, he commands the devourer not to touch your vineyard, meaning whatever you own that has your name on it, it can be your car, it will never have maintenance nearly every month. He will look after your car. Your house, the maintenance that is required in our house, you may not have to pay for anything because somebody else will come and do that for you. And any other thing that you have, even your mortgage, he will direct you and give you the wisdom to be able to clear those mortgage and to be debt-free. All that comes by giving the tithe, because when you give him the tithe, not only he gives you the wisdom to manage all, he commands the devourer not to even to touch anything that has your name on it, because it's like, okay, it's sealed, you know, it's untouchable. And you move forward from there. So apart from your tithe, like I've shared in our Kingdom Economics that we have with the Virtual Business House, I have a friend who walked into my office. She doesn't go to any, I mean, she's not a church goer to any particular church. She's a lawyer by profession. And she walked into the office and she said, I've been listening to the teaching that Gasile was sharing on tithe. And I was really challenged that he is a full-timer, not on a salary. And when he mentioned about the $200 every Sunday that he gives for his tithe, I was challenged. And hearing the teaching of the tithe, that's why I'm here and I want to tithe. And the tithe has been coming straight into the ministry account. And case that I would like to share with us. We have a staff, and this staff is one of our senior here at My TV. When he actually walked into the office, I haven't met him. I used to watch him on the program. I've never met him, nor do I know him personally. But I remember very well on the first time that we met. Sorry. And when we actually introduced ourselves, then he turned and said, oh, I really enjoyed listening into your sharing with Ngasilevu. And I was really impressed with that. And I said, you know, it's nice because it's a good feel and a good hearing that can help people at home in whatever that they're going through. And that was it. So he used to come and help out with some of the things or help from home. And he wasn't a paid employee for my TV. But yet, I was told by our secretary or from our admin that he's dropping his tithe to the church. And you're talking about somebody we hardly know, and he doesn't belong to any church, not belong to us, New Methodist, but he was giving his tithe. And how I came to know, because I see the receipting and I see the updates on our finances. And that was going on. Right, I think, way back, nearly a month later, then we got him on the My TV payroll. Then he continues to give his tithe. And all this time, I never thought of, not even doing anything about the transportation. But one time, we were in Nandi, and one of our family friends who owns a kayak said, okay, this guy's really getting cheap. If you want, you can take it on this, amount and all. And I said, okay, why not? So we went with my husband and my son. We went met with them, the car dealers. And we managed to out two car on a very reasonable economical price from the Minishi end. And when those cars was coming out, the very first person that came into my mind was this particular person, to help me. Because he comes in very early in the morning. He can be here 5:30, 6 o'clock in the morning. And coming all the way from outside Suva. And when we gave that car, I spoke with Stanley, our director, and he said, oh, I think that's good because he's traveling from afar. And when that happened, he came and he said, you know what? That was a 2 years prayer item that I had for a car that I would buy or, that I would get. But to be offered without giving anything, I believe that's God. I'm sharing this because we have a lot of thoughts to cancel the tithe. And regardless where you tithe,
hallelujah,
you need to believe in God. The very thing, you can have a lot of things really on your list now. To make it happen, don't try and analyze how it's going to happen. You leave it to God. You do what you need to do and allow God to make it
hallelujah
happen for you.
Yeah.
Because he is, you're actually trusting him to do that for you.
Sometimes people say, these people are achieving, but they don't give their tithe. I tell you, there is a principle somewhere of tithe or giving that they've done in years.
Yeah.
So tithe is the principle of God.
Yeah.
It's like a formula of receiving. When we talk about tithe of giving, it will be difficult for us to swallow. But when we talk about tithe, is a principle, formula of receiving.
Amen.
Because that's the character of God.
Hallelujah.
God is a God that gives. From nothing, he started to give. He created because he gives. He created a human being because he gives. And now he gave his son because of the giving characteristic of God. So whenever you talk about tithe, it's all about giving. And
amen,
giving, that is the character of God. So when Jesus was talking to the people, in Matthew chapter 23, the Bible says, when you give your tithe, make sure it's based on because of the righteousness
hallelujah
of God,
yeah,
because of the mercy of God, and because of the faith in God.
Amen.
So when you give, you invest, hallelujah,
yeah,
investment into the kingdom, then the kingdom will look after what you are going through right now.
Hallelujah.
You know, most of the time when you look around now, things are not,
not normal.
They are not normal, and things that are very abnormal.
Yes.
And you will be wondering how to receive this and how to get it. That's not your problem. Hallelujah. When Abram was told to sacrifice his son, his only son, the son that he loves, his son, his most son that he loves, his only son.
Hallelujah.
And there's nobody else. Remember that time Ishmael was already there too.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. So he gave the very thing that he loves the most. He'd been waiting for that. He never knew, hallelujah, that God will answer him right at the 11th hour.
Hmm.
Hallelujah. And you may be wondering at the moment, you got no work, you got no job, you have a very limited resource.
Hmm.
No, that's your thinking, because you're looking at the physical. You are just looking at what you see. Those who have faith, they are not walking by what they see.
Yes.
They walk
Hallelujah.
By their faith.
Yeah.
They know that the unseen is controlled by God. The spiritual realm is controlled by God. And once you tap into that realm of faith, I tell you, you will look beyond and there will be no
Amen.
Worries.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Me kako ni vango na vanua kenda me nananuma sa koea na ika ko si wanti mai na teitei na uvi na kumala na dalo akotendo na no me dau na vakatawa se vana talatala ni ko tiko na koro se na sang sang no tiko vingarabi kene tiko no lomani no koro ko tena vali ni vingarabi ki vakai ko kaya e sanga na ni to talatala tiko ando na doni vingarabi o koea nga sabilu tiko tiko vikim do ngus tiko ni kalona no mundo vano do tiko kena sa koea saranga ko tiko kena na kake de ko na kanga ko kila ko ristolia e sanga wala nga ni lavo na tait e ka e la ko me biko e roni no mutte tembele nga tomba we ken madang na tiko tawani ko no rika how significant I'm not working, I'm not actually earning anything, no, nothing is coming to my bank account. It's never about money, it's never always about money. It can be the very little thing. You may be planting bele around your compound. Well, take a bunch of bele, give it to your denomination
or handicraft,
yeah, or whatever that you're good with your hands. Whatever comes, you will have to answer or you have to follow and adhere that directive, because that directive brings in the fullness of everything. Say, like now, right?
Yeah.
If there are going to be a pay cut for some of the companies, maybe some of them are beginning to think about it now. You know, in the last COVID, we had a 20% pay cut. And this goes for you nationally too. No, internationally, wherever you are, in whichever country you are in, comes with its restrictions. Some of us are going back to normal. So we were actually watching the CNN news last night. America, about 37 million people
traveling
for this weekend.
Traveling again this weekend.
And, you know, like it's opening up. So depending on what you're going through or whether it's opening up or not, on the restrictions of things that you know cannot seem to achieve. When you trust in this God, wherever you are at, you continue to release whatever that's taken out. Say for the 20%, talking about the last phase of COVID-19. And now maybe looking at what's happening in Fiji, some companies may anticipate job losses. Or even some of you now, with only the essentials open, maybe you've been told, okay, when you come in, I'm not going to be the full staff, can be only quarter of the full staff manpower, or maybe half. And even if you go on the 20% pay cut, or if you are being told to stay home because you're not fully fledged, the company cannot, you know, it's not liable or even ready to look after all the payroll. If and when that happens, look, when you are tithing, that doesn't make any difference. That doesn't make any difference. Because you tithe and you have faith in God. If your money is taken out 20% out, he top up the remaining. The money that you used to budget for your purchase of this, purchase of that, he will do it anyway. The very place that you used to spend money to make your house live, buy your food, stock up your freezer, he will, the very money that's supposed to come out from your pay, because of the pay cut, you will operate normal. He will allow all these resources to come in another way that your mind cannot even fathom. That's what I said. When
faith.
You're doing your tithe and you have faith, leave him to do what he needs to do. Sometimes, you know, you'll be so overwhelmed and say, okay, how is this happening? You know, how can it still happen? Well, you can you can be listening in today. And you already have saying to yourself, no, I'm good. You know, my husband work and I work. My children are working. Money is coming in. We are good. But can you really sit down and, you know, do a checklist, review all the finances that has been coming through your way for how long? Maybe for the last 5 years or last 3 years, your children have been working. And see what you have achieved, the amount of money coming in. Put it in a package. That money coming in, what you have achieved. And try this way. If you have to go this way, give your tithe and get them to save or get them to do what they need to do. And the very thing you mean say, I don't need it. Like go back to the referencing to the last Sunday when I said, organize your house. You may be raising your hand and said, I don't need faith. I have enough money. Well, you have your wisdom, because wisdom will help you to manage wisely what God has trusted you with. When he sees that he can trust you more, he will continue to give to you even though you don't need it. But just because of your wisdom and you're already getting enough, then he will trust you. And for those of you who don't have anything, prepare it. Like what I said again, open up your container, label your container, make it ready. And then you'll be raising your hand. Oh, I can't even buy a container. Okay, look for the empty basket biscuit, wherever it is, start with something. Label it. Indirectly, you're trying to tell God, okay, I've got my containers. They're all labeled. They're waiting on you. And he will do that. So depending on what you're sitting on, if you already have as much, then work on the wisdom. If you don't have anything, then start working on faith. And then if you have wisdom and you have all this already on you, have faith to take a portion out for your tithe. And if you're sitting here with basically nothing, take one step at a time. Look at your resources. What do you get? Take out the tithe, and then you prepare. Even when nothing is inside, you just prepare. And every day you continue to say, God, I thank you. I praise you. I've done everything. I've prepared everything. I'm waiting on you. He wouldn't miss you. He will surely meet you.
Brothers and sisters, hallelujah, that you are watching today, we are talking about something that we went through for the last 20 years, 21 years now. Believing in God and trusting God in our workplace, we see the open doors of promotion. We see our relationship. We see our health improves. So tithe is not only money-wise or something to do with your wealth. It's got to do with your relationship.
Yeah.
Imagine if you have a strange relationship, husband and wife, you are playing up. There is no trust in between. You know, when you give your tithe, God will watch over your family. Maybe some of us, we have rebellious children, and you don't know how to fix all these children of yours. Maybe two boys, or maybe some girls and some boys, and they are going into the world, and you are asking yourself, and I've done this, I've served the community, I've served the society, I hold position, hallelujah. What's the use of all that when your family is breaking apart? I want to tell you, when you don't honor God, how can God look after your family? Because when you look after the word of the Lord, remember, the eyes of the Lord is upon you, as in Jeremiah chapter 1, verse 12. The word of the Lord, heaven and earth may pass away.
Hallelujah.
But the word of the Lord will remain forever. The Bible says, plants can die, flowers can wither, but the word of the Lord will remain forever. So we're talking about the word of the Lord. Never in the Bible that God will say that. Thus says the Lord, thus says the Lord. One after the other in Malachi chapter 3.
Amen.
Because God is trying to tell the people, for you to manage, for you to go through, for you to tackle what is the world throwing at you, you need to honor God. How do you honor God? He said, your tithe and your offering. And some people will say negative things about tithe and offering. But look at their life. You'll see they are struggling along. Because when you give your tithe or offering to God and to the people, I tell you, God will honor his word.
Hallelujah.
God will honor his word.
Yeah, he's not a man to lie.
He's not a man to lie, nor son of man to change his mind.
Whatever he promised, he will fulfill. Hallelujah.
Whatever he promised, he will fulfill. Why? Whatever he said, that's it.
Amen.
When he said something, that's it. When he said mountain, mountain. When he said water, whether it's river or sea, that's it.
Hallelujah.
So when he said, give your tithe, that's it. He said, Israel, what are you?
There's no two ways about it.
What are you doing? You are turning away from me. You come back to me. And you say, that's recorded in Malachi chapter 3. And you say, how can we come back? And he said, your tithe and your offering. You are robbing God. Hallelujah. That is the word. It is a test for us. How was Abel favor to God? Because of his giving. Why Noah was given the opportunity to build the ark? Because of his giving. He gave his life, 120 years. You know the limit of life in the world today, 120. So it says to us in a spiritual sense,
amen,
that God was challenging Noah. And Noah said, I'll give all my life just to build a boat. The boat was for the people.
Mm.
But nobody came. Only Noah, three sons, and their wives. Only 8 people survived that pandemic. Hallelujah. Pandemic will come and go. Pandemic will come and go. But you should trust in the word of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Tell you, because it can happen. So many testimonies. So many testimonies.
Yeah.
People are working. People in the village.
Amen.
People, they are struggling. When they do their tithe, God will work on your life. We are
hallelujah,
not talking about the church. We are not talking about us.
Yeah.
We are talking about
you. Yes. I mean, that's another thing. We actually had a ministry.
For us to be blessed. For us to be blessed, we have to tithe.
We even tithe. Like, tithe is for everybody, or for every believer. Because when you come before God, or when you actually read the Word of God, it doesn't say this one only applies to the members, or this one to the church leader. No, there's no such thing as that. Whether we are church leaders, or can be a Sunday school, or everybody has to follow the Word of God. The Word of God is the Word of God, and the Word of God is the Word of God. Because in the beginning there was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word is God. John 1:1. The Word of God is the Word of God. It applies to everybody. So you cannot find your way out of it. He tithe, I tithe. When the bill cannot meet, I have to get saving out of my fixed deposit or savings out of my account to pay for the bills. I will never give the excuse, okay, there's not enough money in the church. No, there's no excuses there. I work myself out into that. And sometimes my children will be saying, you know, you're not going to get your money back. And I said, no, this is the biggest and the best investment that I've ever made. Money going in there is going to come back to me at any time. Not me. Like for me to receive it now, I don't really need it. I'm content. If I live somewhere, I'm good. If I eat something, I'm good.
That's why we call tithe is investment.
Amen.
We invest. So maybe you are not working, but you have something on you. It's your time.
You can give.
You can give to God. And it's very important during this time. What are the hours you spend on the things of
Amen.
God? Are you investing on the things of God?
Hallelujah.
Some of us, we are not working because our workplace has been closed down.
Yes.
Or we are told to go home. What are you doing in the kingdom of God? Because what you receive in this pandemic time, depending on how are you receiving from God because of the sowing of the seed that you put in. Hallelujah.
Yeah, and apart from your tithe, if you know that you have more than enough for your home, and maybe you plant some veggies or you have resources around you, look out. Look out to your neighbors or look out to the people you know that they are struggling. Try and share. Those are the wisdom. Because not only you give your tithe, you have wisdom that whatever that you take, when it's more, you'll always consider somebody else that is needing a meal. And that works.
Hallelujah.
Yeah, it works.
Yes.
Yeah.
Because the Bible says, when you give, it shall be given to you. Good measure. Pressed down, shaken, running
Hallelujah.
Over. You give one, just one. The Bible says, for those that give, then they will be given. Good measure, pressed down, shaken, running over. God will do five times
Hallelujah.
To you.
Amen.
And that is, these are the words spoken by Jesus himself in Luke chapter 6, verse 38. He himself said, Hallelujah. Yeah. Because that is what he's already said. And that's why we are encouraging during this time, don't just feel self-pity.
Yeah, and feel sorry and, for yourself.
Feel
Help
sorry
your
or you hate your employers or you condemn the people in leadership. No, this is the time you focus on God.
And then goes back to the condition of your heart.
Yeah.
For you not to be bitter, towards the people around you or towards your company like what you've mentioned.
And a lot of people, they are bitter against their company, their employers.
Automatically, I mean, that's natural. Mm. You always feel bad and you feel
like you are betrayed. You've been working with a company for 15 years, 20 years, 25 years. Something happened. They said, okay, your service is no longer required. You can go home because the company too want to survive. This is the time you don't look to men.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
How powerful is that? Hallelujah.
Blessed is the man who trusts in the Lord. It's like a tree by the rivers. Now, the word of the Lord, so many times repeated, so many times, and yet,
Hallelujah.
You and me, we continue.
Doubt.
Yeah, we continue to doubt and we continue to look elsewhere.
Yeah, maybe we can remind them about the odds. Can we just cover the odds? Because the odds will be different. Maybe for the school children, your odd would be, okay, I don't have a Viber, or I'm not on internet. I cannot seem to be getting the things that I need to get from school. Our odds are different, ranging from the youngest right up to the adult and being member of the family or leaders of the family or owning a business and having a lot of things, a lot of hats you're wearing. Your odds are totally different, but we would like to repeat those odds to you. It can be no work or job losses, or it can be, less.
Reduce hours.
It can be reduced hours and no food, Like you're looking around and you didn't even bother to plant around your compound.
Sickness.
So like no food is no food. Or you have no shelter. You're actually living with somebody else because you cannot afford your rent all this time. Or there's not a place for you to stay. So you're all bundled up in one place. And that's why when we have the lockdown, we cannot stay locked down. We have to find ventilation somewhere or leave the house and be around. Because the house is just too crowded.
4 o'clock in the morning, people get out of the house. They walk on the street. Why? Because how can you lock down with
one bedroom, with
a two bedroom, with 20 people inside? We know how we Tokay live. Hallelujah.
So those
like
are
extended
the
family. These
so
are the
those
odds.
Are the odds.
These are the odds.
Yeah, and sickness.
And we have rebellious children.
Yes.
And then we have marriages, extramarital affairs. All these are odds.
And I say tumba. We can then turanga kena marama da sela suki tumba. Savango burbura then when I say tumba. And we have mortgage and debts. You know, you have already done that because you know the resources coming in. And then you never anticipated that one day this company will stop paying you. And the money that's supposed to come to your pay is supposed to be paying your loan on the house or loan on your car. Those are the things that you do. We want to spell out the odds because maybe you don't understand the odds. These are the odds.
These are the odds.
That we would like to spell out to you for you know which odds are yours and for you to know what to do to get out of that odd. It's not your work. It's going to be God doing it for you. And it doesn't take much. It just takes your faith. And for you to believe that there is a God
against
and his name
all
is
odds.
Jesus. Yeah. Like what I said, we forgot to acknowledge you. For those of you who do not belong to the church, but yet you look at this moment to tune in for all Sundays, welcome. You have been following us from last COVID until now. I believe by now you should be making a decision for yourself. You cannot just be listening. So when you're listening, you know, you look for the church closer to you or where you feel good that you're going to go to that church or tithe, send your tithe somewhere.
You have to do something.
You cannot just listen, take stock, and this goes for New Methodists as well. Because if you don't want to get a little bit of a praise the Lord. Okay. And go get in on the odds. It's not telling the odds. Maybe we haven't made a mention, like for school children. I've managed, mention a few. Or some maybe
broken families.
Don't continue to, think of that because it will, it takes away your self-confidence. Don't allow that to define you. And don't ask God, why me? Because he knows exactly what he's doing. And trust him that he knows what he's doing. So whatever odds that you're facing, it can be you're trying to get out of your, diet or something that you've been writing as a resolution nearly every year. New Year's resolution, okay, same list all over. Maybe for the last 10 years and last 5 years, you're still writing the same resolution. Maybe you stand still and ask yourself, what shall I do? How can I conquer this? Your weaknesses.
Yes.
Well, those are your odds. And then maybe some of us, you're waiting on a child. Those are your odd. You need to get out of that odd. You need to fight. You need to receive. You need to do something. Look around and ask yourself, what can I do?
Look for activators.
Yeah, activators, the offering, your tithe. Try and do everything right.
Check your heart.
Yeah, and check the attitude of your heart to have a good heart for the people around you. Even have a good forgiving heart to people who condemn you and talk about you. And a lot of times, you get being told off or condemned out in the open, social media. I could say that for New Methodists, especially so for our family. And I'm not on social media, any social media at all. I'm
just have
on
a good
the,
heart and
yeah,
move
LinkedIn
on. Move on.
For my TV. And when that happened, I couldn't care less to even know. I don't even know because I don't access it. I don't read it. I couldn't be bothered. Well, a lot of things I said, so be it. Say it so. And it doesn't really matter.
Odds.
You speak to my hand kind
that's
of thing. Okay,
odds.
Speak to my hand. And that's my odd. And if that happens, that happens. Whatever they want to say, everybody's free to say whatever they want to say. Be my guest. But that's not going to be, define me or define the ministry or define my family. No, we know exactly who we're serving. Because when you serve and you know and you believe in your God, nothing will ever move you. No matter the, the odds against you or the force against you, nothing will ever move you. Because it's no longer you fighting the battle. Your God is fighting the battle for you. And he's actually watching over you. Because it says in Zechariah 2:8, when you actually read that chapter or that verse, it says that whoever, you know, whoever. Whoever touches you, touches the apple of God's eye. Meaning you trust this God and you know him too well. So if they choose to do otherwise, that's good. Good to go. Because you know your God.
That's happened to those who trust in the Lord.
In the Lord.
And stay in his word. So yeah. The eyes of the Lord, because he said, I only watch over my word until my word comes to pass. So when he's watching over his word and you are in line or aligned with his word, the eyes of the Lord, not only on his word, is on who's standing on his word.
Yes.
Yeah. So anybody touches you, touch the apple. Why? Because the apple of his eye is focusing on the word which you are standing on. So say, for example, when we were walking for the last 20 years, walking according to the word of God, the apple eye of God was watching us. No? And that's why the lot of condemnation, the negative, the social media, even the relatives and the friends, they cannot harm us because we are surrounded by the apple eyes of God.
I believe that.
And we believe, and not only that, and then we see the work of the wicked, those who fall on the left, those who fall on the right.
10,000?
10,000 on your right and 1,000 on your left.
That's Psalms 91, if you don't know, read it.
And the blessings that comes, even though it was meant for harm, it turns into blessing. Yeah. Because standing by his word.
Yes.
It's very important when we're talking about tithe. It's not because it's a doctrine of a church. No. It is the word of the Lord.
Everybody.
The formula of him to bless, the formula of him to shower people.
You will not have enough basket to withhold what God will allow to come by your way.
And you just have to be used by God to be a source of blessing to other people. See? Every enemies and every neighbors, they will become your friend. Why? Because that's a favor of God is coming towards you. So when we are sharing today, when you have faith, that is the beginning of God's work in
Hallelujah.
Your life. And things will come, mountain will come, and the odds of this life, as we said, no work or loss of job, no food, no shelter,
mortgage,
crowded
debts.
Mortgage and debts and sickness. Relationship, rebellious children,
or
whatever
odds
you are standing on right now.
Yeah.
We believe because of his word, you are covered. The Bible says there is no angels, no demons, no height, no depth, no days, no night. Nothing from heaven, nothing on earth can separate us from the love of God. That means, how do you love God when you don't know? Because of his word. When you love his word and attach his word, Jesus said, if you abide in me and my word is abiding in you, whatever you ask my Father in my name shall be given to you. This is the time.
Hallelujah.
This is the time that we should invest in the things of God.
Amen.
Don't just become a church member or just going to church.
Yeah,
no.
Or just an answer that you are attending a church.
This is the
Make
time.
Make it real.
That you serve God in spirit and in truth.
Yeah. I want to share. I was actually telling Asilevi this morning. I was actually having a conversation with my daughter, Espitari, this morning before I came. And I want to share about, you're talking about the tithe. Eh? I want to share about my daughter-in-law. And I know, Nate, hopefully, I forgot to tell you. I hope you don't mind me sharing your story. Nate got married to my son, S.P. Elijah, or Senior Pastor Elijah Bulono. I have only one son, or we have only one son. And when she got married into the office, you know, she came from the outside, not a family member, obviously, for everybody who's getting married. When she came in, what really touches my heart, that she always give her tithe envelope nearly every month. At that time, her father was still alive. He hold a senior position too with the military force here. And I just assume, or maybe she's getting some money from her father, and then she's giving her tithe. And And every time I said, okay, you know, she's giving a tithing will with her list. So for me, in every envelope that comes by my way, I write in red, I decree answered prayer, even though the prayer items are not written in there. And then I'll, because we have a war room prayer box in our head office where prayers happen right throughout the, you know, the day where we have roster people going in to pray. So that's where the envelope go. And after a while, then she started giving her tithe envelope together with the son, Elijah Cherionate. So she was giving two envelopes on those names. And that time came when her dad, I was actually, you know, part of the team to go abroad for their duty, peacekeeping forces. And when that was happening, right towards the end, you know, towards the time when he has to go, I was led by the Holy Spirit. I said, you know, I've done the cake and everything. Take your son. Take Sonny. We call him Sonny at home. I take Sonny to go and say goodbye to the grandfather. And she did the birthday because I remember that night when I came, she said, we may be doing my dad's birthday. And I said, I think you should. Who's doing it? And said, me, mom. And he said, it's really good. So they did the birthday. And at the same time, like a month later, he was actually going out to a few weeks later. So I did the extra cakes and I said, you take your son and take him to your father. And she came by and she said, oh, he didn't want to go. And I said, look, it's not up to him. Take him and take him to your dad. So they went to the military here in Namboa before the contingency have left to go to Nandi Airport. So she came back and she said, I'm really glad that I took son and said, never listen to, you know, they're still children, but still take them. And little did we realize that it was the very last time that she was doing something for her father on his birthday, the very last time that Sonny, her son, is going to be looking at his granddad, maternal granddad. And because something happened when he was there, he got hurt and then he passed on. And he came back. We actually helped. And, you know, it was such a disaster in that sense. Very hard for her to accept what had happened. And I believe it goes for everybody. And even when after the father, you know, have left, she came and said, oh, we managed to buy a car. My dad, I went early with my dad to Nandi to finalize the paperwork with BSP. Because he bought a car for the family. And said, oh, that's really nice. So that car was there. And that was it. When he passed on, a week later, I think, about a month later, called me to the lounge together with her husband, my son. We sat, and then she said, you know, I don't know how it happened, but today, when we went and checked the FNPF, I didn't realize that my father had left a percentage for me. 50% of his FNPF for me and mom. And I said, oh, that's amazing. You know, how it came to be. That's just amazing. And as we said, I said, I'll give you a counsel. So we did a financial counsel, what to do with her money and everything. And later on, I heard, she said, when she was on the way to with her father, because she took her car and they were going around at the bank, the father turned to her and told her, Lewa, I would like to tell you that I'm changing all the nominees and everything, and you're no longer because you're married. So she laughed it off and she said, I know, I'm not expecting anything to. Remember, that conversation was happening before he went. And he told the daughter that he has changed all the details of nominees from his welfare funding at the Fiji military to go to his two sons as well as the FNPF. For his two sons. And then he went on. Not that he didn't expect anything, or my daughter-in-law never expected anything. I mean, that was fair. That's it. But when he passed on, she assumed that whatever he told her, he had done all the changes. And when it came to be, the change was done only for the military, but he may have forgotten. So I look at my daughter-in-law, you know, I look at her and I said, Nate, that's your tithe. You know, the things you've been doing for God was not meant to maybe that way, but he did that for you.
He did everything.
So with that finances that come in, I gave her counsel. She gave her tithe for the money received, and she bought her car, and she bought her house. You know, they don't need a car because the husband has got a car. But she feels good because she has a money that she owns. So she bought a car, and she bought her home. And later on in the years, last year, just before COVID, she was pregnant with my seventh grandchild, Lekela. And I remember, because Saturday mornings, we all go as a family to pray at the seawall. And I remember that particular morning, because when I looked, I saw them sitting on the bench, and I saw them just filled up with sorrow. They were sitting quite a fair bit distance from me. But as I stood there, the Holy Spirit just burdened me and told me, they are sitting on something. You need to pray for them. So wherever I was sitting, I said, Lord, you're going to help my son and help my daughter-in-law, whatever that they're going through, you're going to fix it. And that's all. I didn't know what they were going through. But a week later, my son came to me, and then he mentioned, Natia have gone for her checks, and the baby, something is wrong with baby. So we stood and said, look, we're going to hold hands, and we're going to pray. So we hold hands. We held hands that day, and we prayed. And we have a comps, myself and my and this couple. So I spoke with them in there, guide them. And I said, I refuse to hear the report that I'm hearing. The actual report
was not good.
Yeah, the actual report medically for my daughter that sometimes I carry her during the God of Our Nation program. She had walls in her heart and her lungs was playing up. Like indirectly speaking, it's 49% or 50% of chance of survival. And I refused to hear that. I refused to accept it. In my heart, I refused it. And said, Lord, it's not going to happen. Nothing has ever happened to my grandchildren. And it's not going to happen. And I remember, and then after that, Joshua got hurt again. So we were going to the doctors. We were going, you know, get to the dressing done and everything. And one of those trips, my daughter-in-law turned to me and she said, I'm supposed to have a scan today with the specialist because of baby. So we organized, we helped to organize. Thank you, Dr. Boleka. Thank you for all your help towards the family when the need arises. I'm so grateful. I cannot do anything to say thank you, but I'm just so grateful. And when we were on our way back to the hotel, we received a call that specialist is now free.
Hallelujah.
So we drove back. I turned to Gasselim and I said, we go back. And we called them because we've just left each other and they were still around the vicinity of the hospital. So we came on the slope from the emergency to the maternity. We parked there and said, okay, to get in the car. And they were sitting at the back, and I asked Gasileva to pray. I lay hands on my daughter-in-law's stomach. In my heart, I knew nothing, no harm. I refused to believe that. I touched her stomach, and he was praying. And after he prayed, I just felt, I knew that that child is going to be normal.
Normal.
So I turned to them, and I said, look, whatever name that you want to name this baby of yours, I would like you to put miracle. The name miracle, because today I received that this child or this baby is completely healed. You must acknowledge that by allowing this name to be written with her name and have miracle as part of her name. And that was it. The night she was in labor, I prayed over her again to go and give birth, less pain. And then we came to the hospital. We were waiting outside when she was inside about to give birth. So we just stood there believing that, you know, nothing's going to happen. I refused to even entertain the thought of this miracle. They stayed back in the hospital maybe another nearly 2 weeks after giving birth because of the record that they have. But this child, this baby, when she was born, with no ailments whatsoever, and she is the most strong, talkative. Now she's only 9 months. She turned 10 months yesterday. To think that that was the odd, and now, what did that? And I turned to her and I said, it's all your tithe. All the giving you've been giving, you're not employed. You're not employed anywhere to be receiving the money. You're not employed. But whatever that you've been receiving, you've been tithing. And that tithing, God honors it. Heals your baby, provide that in the most unreasonable way and the own most unthinkable way. Now you're not working, but you bought your car, you bought your house. And all that, I believe, is happening because of the stand you made to give your tithe. And I want to bring it back to you today. Whatever that you're going through, maybe you ask yourself, and listening to Gasilevu's tithe teaching that he always does on the 10 things or the 10 questions of bad thoughts about tithe. You need to believe in that and believe to, you know, that when you tithe, he does it for you. We're not telling you to tithe because we want you to give money to the church. No. We don't need your
God
money.
God does not
our
need
way.
Your
no.
money. We don't need your
we
money.
We don't need your money.
But you need the blessing of God.
Yes.
You need to be obedient to the word of
yes.
God.
Yes, you need to do that. Yeah. And I know we are 1 minute out of this program today, which we will do the Holy Communion. And when you do your Holy Communion, look, the tithe too, just the last phrase, the Holy Spirit just led me. As school children, when you receive your spending from your parents, tithe. Whatever money that you receive, tithe is not only for the adults, it's for everybody that receives anything that God has ordained, and you must give it that way. 1 minute left. We're going to have a holy communion. I need you to come in agreement with us today. The promise that you're going to give God on your tithe, and write your list. It can be a child you're waiting on. It can be the car that you want to buy. Yeah, don't look at pandemic. Pandemic is here. Don't look at COVID-19. It's not going to define you. But what you do is going to define you. Whatever that you have in your list, write it down now and believe in it. As you join us with our holy communion, believe that's going to happen in your life, and also take a step forward for your tithe.
Hallelujah. When we eat our bread and then we drink and then we will pray. Whatever is your least, believe in God.
Amen.
So let us eat together. After eating, he said, let's drink together.
Amen.
Of the goodness of God.
Lord, we thank you for today.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you for the Holy Communion. As you promised, we remembering you.
Oh, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
The bread represents your body.
Yes, Father.
And the wine represents your blood. We thank you, Father God, for all the least.
Oh, hallelujah.
Will be answered. Thank you, Father God. All our questions will be answered.
Amen.
Thank you. All the doors are closed, will be open. Thank you for blessing us this morning.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Father God, those that are sitting as a family. They are sitting as a couple. Or maybe somebody just sitting alone.
Hallelujah.
We thank you, Father God, that you... We release your anointing, you release your power, we release your authority.
Amen.
Blessing into their life. And we thank you as we go through this pandemic, heaven is looking at us.
Amen.
Heaven is leading us, and heaven will open up on us.
Hallelujah.
While we're going through hard times, we are learning so much from you. Bless the children, bless our fathers and our mothers, bless
Amen.
Our leaders, and bless our nation.
Hallelujah.
We thank you, Father God, for the lesson this morning. We give you the glory and the honor and the praises. In Jesus' wonderful name we pray, and everyone say,
Amen. Oh, hallelujah.
We thank you.
Thank you.
From Tureki and Shuba and the team that we have here, My TV, we thank everyone. Thank you for watching. Thank you, viewers. Remember, share and like. Hallelujah.
And join us again in the afternoon at 3 o'clock with Ngasilebu taking the session until 4 or a little bit after 4. And thank you for taking the time. See you again next Sunday, and Vinakabakalebu.
From the studio here, we say God bless you in Jesus' name.